Excited to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Matt Piper. The United Nations is warning of a humanitarian meltdown in Gaza as Israel keeps up attacks on Hamas. CBS's Christian Benavides.
The World Health Organization calls Gaza's healthcare situation catastrophic. The head of UN's World Food Program warned half the population of Gaza faces starvation. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders echoing growing calls for Israel to minimize loss of civilian life inside the territory.
You can go to war against Hamas, but you cannot go to war against the Palestinian people.
Sanders was on Face the Nation. Aid for Israel and Ukraine is held up in Congress as Republicans call for restrictions on asylum seekers. That aid is expected to come up on Tuesday during a White House visit by Volodymyr Zelensky. More from CBS's Bo Erickson.
The White House has invited Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky to Washington on Tuesday for a meeting with President Biden. This will be Zelensky's third White House visit since the war in Ukraine started, and the White House press secretary said this meeting will underscore the United States' unshakable commitment to supporting the people of Ukraine. President Biden and Zelensky are expected to discuss the U.S.'s military and financial support of Ukraine as the previously passed funding by Congress is running out. President Biden has requested Congress approve an additional $50 billion to aid Ukraine, but it is unclear if or when that funding will be approved.
An EF1 tornado caused damage but no injuries south of Raleigh, North Carolina. This woman sheltered a delivery person from the storm.
I'm like, you need to come in. And he's like, no, it's fine. And I'm like, you really need to come in. There's a tornado coming. And he turns around and starts to leave. And I start to shut the door and he goes, oh, wow. And I'm like, yeah, get in here. And I grabbed his arm and pulled him in.
Constant rain in the Northeast Sunday into Monday is raising concerns about a messy morning commute. AAA projects 115.2 million travelers will head 50 miles or more from home over the 10-day year-end holiday travel period. Most 104 million will drive to their destination. A man who has repeatedly called the Sandy Hook massacre a hoax is back.
The account belongs to this man.
They give the troops special vaccines that are really nanotech that already re-engineer their brains.
Now tweets belonging to conspiracy theorist Alex Jones have reappeared on the renamed X social media site after CEO Elon Musk said 70% of those asked said he should be back on. Musk says restoring his account is about free speech. Peter King, CBS News.
Baseball superstar Shohei Ohtani is now the world's highest paid athlete with the LA Dodgers, 10 years, $700 million. This is CBS News.
You don't need a job platform. You need a hiring partner. Indeed lets you schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credits.
From the hometown of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news talk and sports station. Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest station ever. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wegehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The amount of underage cigarette and vape sales in Wisconsin has more than doubled since 2019. That's according to the University of Wisconsin Survey Center, which sent underage customers to over 1,000 random retailers across the state. Around 13% of stores sold nicotine products to the underage customers. While federal law raised the minimum age to purchase tobacco in 2019, Wisconsin law has not, leaving some retailers confused about who they can and cannot sell to. While cigarette use has gone down in teens, vaping use has gone up. A new proposal would decriminalize having up to 14 grams of marijuana in Wisconsin. The bill would carry no jail time and drop fines to as low as $100. It would also give law enforcement more flexibility on a case-by-case basis. So far, the response among lawmakers has been mixed. I'm Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
Badgers headed to the Final Four. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. For the sixth time in the program's history, the Wisconsin Badgers women's volleyball team is headed to the NCAA semifinals. Now, Wisconsin's going to face Texas this Thursday in Tampa, where the games will be held. This comes after they got past Oregon 4-1. After the win, head coach Kelly Sheffield on the emergence of Sarah Franklin, who led the team with 18 kills.
She has worked really hard on her game. There's just not too many people right now that are playing at the level with the confidence that she's playing in. All of that has come with a lot of work behind it.
NFL, the Packers are in New York on Monday Night Football against the Giants. Green Bay has now won 4 of their last 5 games. Just how good can they get? Tucker Kraft.
We don't know yet. You know, it's I can't tell you what our ceiling is. I can only tell you that we got a long way to go still.
That's Packers rookie tight end Tucker Kraft. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Cloudy today with a high of 32. Southwesterly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Lows level off around 22 tonight. Tomorrow, high of 28. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 20.
Meet Ingrid, fiery spirit, caring grandma, proud trucker.
I've logged more than 4 million miles in my truck. If people knew what I know, lives could be saved. I was driving outside of Ohio when a gentleman stopped suddenly in front of me. But it takes my 80,000-pound truck 200 yards to stop. I'd given myself extra room, but it's not a chance worth taking. It's
Why do we have celery? What else can you do with a Dutch oven? Where did the word kitchen even come from? The Kitchen's Open answers these kinds of questions and includes fun history facts around our favorite foods, meals, and family cuisine traditions. Our WFHR team will entertain you each week on Mondays during the 9 o'clock hour on WFHR's morning show with The Kitchen's Open.
Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with engineer and producer, Mr. Aaron Zommers. We have breaking news once again as we come on the air at 6 minutes past the hour of 12 noon on this Friday, December 8th, 2023. Welcome into the show. Breaking news once again across Wisconsin. As the president of the University of Wisconsin system, Jay Rothman, has just held a virtual press conference, not in person, over Zoom, and he has announced that he has come to an agreement with the Speaker of the Wisconsin Assembly, Republican Robin Voss, on the future and funding for the University of Wisconsin system. Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome in. Glad to have you along on this very newsy TGIF. Mr. Zommers, we watched this as it happened moments ago, about a half an hour ago. Interesting to watch this video because Jay Rothman was reading what he had in front of him. And the entire time, the University of Wisconsin-Madison Chancellor Jennifer Mnookin was sitting next to him. And I'm not, I want your honest, I mean, she looked like she was being held hostage.
I think it seemed like that. And then once she started talking, I don't know if it's just because she's a good speaker or because she just felt awkward when sitting in front of a camera and didn't know where to look. I feel like it could go either way, that she was being held hostage or she just was like, I don't want to stare at the camera while I'm not talking, and just decided to look down.
I'll give you the benefit of the doubt on that. And I don't want to, you know, speak for her or project too much. But if you look, and we're going to go through this, we recorded it and have the audio courtesy of WISC Channel 3000 Plus here in Madison. Mr. Zommers has done yeoman's work in getting this ready. We're going to give you the bulk of the details in Rothman's own words and then some of the outstanding questions by the reporters after. This is a big deal. If you have kids in Wisconsin who are thinking about going to a UW institution, if you have kids or you are currently a student in a UW institution, this is a big deal. If you care about higher education and how policy is formed, it's a big deal. Because to the point, we'll get into this a little bit later. I worked in the Capitol for 25 plus years. I've never seen a deal reached like this where it's really almost, the best way to help people understand is to say this is like negotiating with terrorists. Now, I don't want to compare Robin Voss to a quote unquote terrorist, because in order to, the definition of terrorist and terrorism is using illegal means to get something. I'm not sure there was anything illegal here, but it's certainly in my experience, and reporters will
have these questions later on. Reporters brought this up. It appears to be unprecedented. My former boss, State Senator Dale Schultz, either sat on or was chair of the Wisconsin State Senate University Relations or University Committee for years. I've never witnessed relations or negotiations like this. But let's get into it. Let you decide. And we'll take your phone calls on this in a little bit here on the show. A lot of reporters on this, and the best summary I found in the last 20 minutes, and this is what we're going to use to help summarize this, is the great work of WisPolitics. Great website online. They cover things extraordinarily well, extraordinarily quickly. A great bank of journalists there at WisPolitics.com. So this is the summary in their public domain. And good on them, by the way. You can subscribe, and you should subscribe to WisPolitics, but this happens to be on their free part of their website. You can go read it yourself. From WisPolitics, the University of Wisconsin Board of Regents will meet tomorrow to take up a proposed deal with Assembly Speaker Robin Voss that would target a third of the university's diversity, equity, and inclusion positions, along with other concessions in exchange for a series of financial priorities. One of the most contentious provisions in the deal calls for freezing the number of diversity, equity, and inclusion positions, including those currently vacant, through December 31st of 2026 for 3 years. It would impact those providing DEI and academic services, as well as senior leadership. The system would then, through a mix of attrition and restructuring realignment, realign at least a third of the jobs currently filled to areas with primary focus on academic and student success. Overall, would impact 43 positions, according to the deal. The resolution also includes a cap on overall positions in the system, along with a pledge to following a U.S. Supreme Court ruling barring the use of race in admissions, among other things. In exchange, according to the reporting from WisPolitics, the Joint Committee on Employment Relations would meet by December 31st this month to approve a raise for UW employees, and the Joint Finance Committee would release $32 million in standing funding by the end of this coming February. The proposal also includes a series of capital projects that the legislature would approve. That includes funding for a new engineering building on the Madison campus. A spokesperson for Speaker Voss did not immediately return a call seeking comment to WisPolitics. Republicans nixed funding for a new engineering building in Madison's campus, and then Democratic Governor Tony Evers proposed in the capital budget. The GOP-controlled Joint Finance Committee then withheld $32 million in state funding as Voss sought the elimination of DEI positions. Voss said this fall that he would not allow, quote, another nickel, unquote, in state funding for the University of Wisconsin system unless the DEI positions were cut. Voss later offered to allow the pay raises to take effect if the university agreed to give the legislature final say over positions within the system. So this is very big. And talking to some people with a lot of knowledge about this and talked on background, other people use the words negotiating with terrorists. Because I think that's the best context you could put this into. Because again, this is basically one person, Robin Voss, negotiating directly with Jay Rothman, the president of the system. And Voss supposedly representing the Assembly Republican Caucus. I'm not sure if he speaks for the Senate. He and Senate Majority Leader Devin Lemahue, a Republican, Lemahue came out earlier and said he didn't agree with holding back these raises, holding UW system employee essentially hostages. Didn't agree with it. So apparently this is Voss, and I don't think I'm misspeaking. Rothman today said that these talks were with Robin Voss. So that one person, essentially, Robin Voss, has made this deal with Jay Rothman. The Board of Regents will meet in a special meeting tomorrow to take this up. Rothman says he has a paper, on-paper deal with Voss if the Regents approve this. We're going to run through this in Rothman's own words in just a minute. But I want to, and then this recap again from WisPolitics. We're going to have Rothman's own words in a second. So the deal includes a cap on the number of overall UW jobs. Number two, a pledge from the universities to follow the recent U.S. Supreme Court decision barring the use of race in admissions. Number three, the UW seeking philanthropic support for a professor who would focus on conservative thought, classic economic theory, or classical liberalism, depending upon the donor's interest. So basically, UW has to bring more conservative speakers onto campus. Next point, Madison agreeing to end a program after the current school year that seeks to recruit educators of color. Now, Chancellor Mnuchin from Madison said that was supposed to end anyway, her words, not mine. But they have to agree not to specifically go after educators of color. Next point, the university eliminating any requirement for a diversity statement in the system-designed admissions application. I can speak to this personally because a couple of years ago, I was looking for work. I applied for, I don't know, three, four different positions within the UW system, communication type positions. And on there it said, and this is paraphrasing, people of color, LGBTQ, minorities, women, all encouraged to apply. We are, you know, an organization that appreciates diversity and different voices. And you should apply. That's a paraphrase. Now UW system has to stop any mention of that. Other agreements in this agreement with Speaker Voss, the Republicans, and Jay Rothman, president of the system, according to WisPolitics. The university is supporting a proposed bill that would guarantee admissions to Wisconsin students who finish in the top 10% of their high school classes. And for the Madison campus, the benchmark would be the top 5%. Now, this one I agree on. I agree with that. That the high school kids, and it should not be just, you know, from Madison or the Tony suburbs of Milwaukee. It should be any kid, whether you graduate from Ithaca in southwest Wisconsin, an unincorporated village, to Madison West. So that's in this agreement, that students who finish the top 10% of their high school classes have to be admitted to a UW system school. And for Madison, it'd be the top 5% in the graduating class. Also, other than the guaranteed admissions proposal, none of these provisions would require legislative approval or sign-off from the governor. And along with the pay raises, $32 million in state aid and funding for the engineering building. And we're going to go through more of these things that have been agreed upon in this breaking news. Again, the University of Wisconsin System President Jay Rothman has come to an agreement with Speaker Voss on the future of the UW system. We're going to hear from Rothman in his own words and the great questions for reporters on the other side. Don't go anywhere. A special report of the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mad Radio 92.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. At 4 in the morning, my phone rang. They said, "I regret to inform you that your husband was wounded in action." Victor sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. I was doing school full-time, and I was also then caring for Victor. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself. I just didn't want to forget that I also had goals and that I also had a life. What I did is I challenged Victor to meet me halfway. there are almost 6 million military and veteran caregivers across the nation. We have our own journey, and we can fulfill that journey at the same time that we are helping our loved one.
Visit aarp.org/caregiving for a free military veteran's guide to navigate your caregiving journey and better care for your loved one and yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
News talk and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Of the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network, it is 20 minutes now past the hour of 12 noon on Friday, December 8th. Mr. Aaron Zommers, our producer and engineer, glad to be with you on this breaking news Friday. Again, announced under an hour ago, University of Wisconsin System President Jay Rothman announced a deal on paper with Republican Speaker Robin Voss on the future of the University of Wisconsin system, including approval of pay raises for system employees, but it comes at a price. University agreeing to essentially, and this is Rothman's words, you're going to hear it in a minute. Nobody's getting fired. However, there are 43 jobs being, quote, reimagined, unquote. How would you like that? You're hired for a position, you're doing it, and you're told, you're not fired, but we're going to reimagine. So instead of helping veterans and non-traditional and minority kids find their way through programming and through scheduling, you're going to be helping out in the lunch line or, you know, giving tours of campus. I mean, I don't know. I mean, what does reimagining mean? We're going to pay you the same. You'll still have benefits, but you can't do what you went to school for and were hired for.
Right, exactly. That's what I was thinking as I heard it. Like, even right. if nobody's job is eliminated truly and they are just reimagined, did they even want to still work there if they're not doing what they came there to do?
Yeah, it's exactly right, Mr. Zommers. So here we're going to get, I know we've got Jack and Merrimack on the phone. Jack, hang on, we'll get to you. And if you want to call in, we're going to take calls here in just a bit. 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. But I want to get these things out here because here's what else is in the deal. And this is, you ever heard of pork in politics? It's a pork project. It means that one legislator gets something specific for their district that nobody else gets, because they have the power to do it. Remember, the co-chair of the Joint Finance Committee, Howard Markline from Southwest Wisconsin, said he couldn't come up with $2 or $3 million to save the campus at Richland Center because, quote, just no money, unquote. No money. Couldn't do it. $2 or $3 million to save a two-year campus at Richland Center or in Washington County or in the Fox Valley? Nope, no money for that. But guess what Republicans did find the money for? Robin Voss gets in the deal for UW-Whitewater $78.5 million to renovate two buildings on the University of Wisconsin-Whitewater campus. Let me say that number again. $78.5 million to represent to renovate campuses at Whitewater. Now, why would Robin Voss be so interested in Whitewater? Let's check our notes, shall we? It turns out that Robin Voss is either the largest owner or one of the largest owners of student housing in Whitewater. Robin Voss doesn't make his money from his 50-some thousand dollar salary of being a legislator. He makes his money from being a small business owner selling popcorn and also from being a landlord of student housing. And people who have talked to us have said that student housing is not necessarily the best. Robin Voss is either the largest or one of the largest owners of student housing in Whitewater. And he gets $78.5 million of your and my money, our state taxpayer money, to renovate buildings in Whitewater. Now, maybe these buildings need to be renovated. I don't know. And that's fine. But what about the people in Richland County, Washington County, the Fox Valley, who lost entire campuses because they were told there was no money to save them? Also in the project, 79.2 million dollars to renovate three student residences on the Madison campus. Also in the deal, $45.5 million to demolish various unused and uninhabitable buildings across the entire system. And there's a utilities project that's also in the deal. And it also approving tuition reciprocity that would require all tuition money for Minnesota students attending UW campuses to stay within the university. Again, thank you to WisPolitics for that outstanding reporting. We are all these details they put together. I had some of that, but they did a better job than me, so I wanted to give them credit and use their fine work. You can find other great reporting at WisPolitics.com. Now, if you're on the line, stay there because we're going to take this in a minute. But I want you to hear directly from Jay Rothman. These are what Rothman said his concessions were to Robin Voss.
There are several points that the speaker had raised in our conversations with him that reflected issues that he was concerned about, one being restructuring and realigning positions dealing with diversity, equity, and inclusion, capping overall non-faculty positions in the universities of Wisconsin for a three-year period with some additional exceptions for student-facing and research positions. Three, guaranteeing admission to top high school students, high school graduates in Wisconsin, 5%, the top 5% for UW-Madison and the top 10% for our other institutions. And four, some other issues that are set forth more specifically in the resolution that will be going to the regents for consideration tomorrow.
So that's what Rothman put out there as concessions. Mr. Zalmers, probably don't have time to replay. On the other side, we're going to come back and give you, in Rothman's own words, the wins for UW. We're also going to take your phone calls as well, and also going to have the questions from some of the great reporters. One of the questions, we're just going to preview this a little bit. Todd Richmond, Associated Press reporter, asked Rothman, do you feel like you've been held hostage? I mean, he asked it. And you're going to hear what Rothman has to say. Also, AJ Biaport, great reporter from CBS 58 in Milwaukee, said, what's changed in the last 48 hours when you were saying that there really wasn't any deal close to this? Great question as well. We've got Liam Behrens from the Daily Cardinal asking the concerns from the Democratic Black Caucus. And here's the one that'll knock your socks off. Kayla from the Cap Times, Hewan, I believe, from the Cap Times said, asked the question, were there any people of color sitting at the table when this deal was negotiated? Jay Rothman gives a stunning answer. I don't know how else to put it. A stunning answer. A deal has been reached. The Board of Regents will vote on it tomorrow. And according to the press conference, Governor Evers has said he will sign it if it goes through. What are your thoughts? 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Back after this on the Todd Lavelle Show on a special report on Civic Media's Radio Network.
You're listening.
Your place for this area's news, talk, and sports. We are locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
CBS News Brief. Aid organizations say conditions for Palestinian civilians getting worse by the day as Israel strikes Hamas in Gaza. CBS's Charlie Daggett from Tel Aviv.
With the World Food Program warning that half the population in Gaza faces extreme hunger and severe water restrictions, now Save the Children says deaths from starvation and disease might top those killed in the bombings.
Ukrainian President Zelensky plans to visit the White House as aid to Ukraine stalls in Congress. Shalonda Young is director of the Office of Management and Budget.
You can't have everything your way in a negotiation. Democrats and Republicans have to vote for this bill. So I agree, it's time to cut a deal.
Recovery is just beginning after deadly tornadoes in Tennessee. Governor Bill Lee.
We need to remember the victims, and there are a lot of them. People that have lost their lives, people that have lost everything that they own.
Six people have died there. CBS News Brief, I'm Matt Piper.
You're tuned into your home for the Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wegehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The universities of Wisconsin and state lawmakers have reached a deal to break an impasse on UW employee pay raises. University's president Jay Rothman says, among other things, 43 diversity, equity, and inclusion workers will be reassigned to other roles.
No one is losing their job. Rather, those positions are being reimagined into an area where they are focused predominantly on student success.
The deal will also free up money for a new engineering building at UW-Madison. People and stores in Wisconsin should throw away some applesauce with cinnamon. There's a nationwide recall on several brands of cinnamon applesauce puree pouches because they might have dangerous levels of lead. It may have made at least 64 kids sick. I'm Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
Celebrating 75 years.
We got something going here in Madison.
On the ice.
Shoots and scores again.
Against the boards.
He hangs on. Badgers kill off the major.
Between the pipes.
Redirect another fantastic stop.
This is Badger hockey.
Shoots one, scores. Wow.
It's everything.
For the win, he shoots and scores.
Badger hockey lives here.
Keep it going.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Cloudy today with a high of 32. Southwesterly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Lows level off around 22 tonight. Tomorrow, high of 28. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 20.
Weather brought to you by Bug Tussle. Bug Tussle, we're out there because you're out there.
Bug Tussle. We're out there.
Looking for a reliable, fast, and unlimited internet provider? Look no further than Bug Tussle. Whether you're streaming, gaming, working, or learning, Bug Tussle has you covered. Bug Tussle has continued to serve the rural communities of Wisconsin for over 20 years by providing the most reliable, high-speed internet and excellent local customer service. Call 877-227-0924 or visit btussle.com to get started. Bug Tussle, we're out there because you're out there.
My name is Juanita Segura, and I was diagnosed in November of 2014 with non-small cell lung cancer. The first time I heard about biomarker testing was actually my husband. He just started researching about lung cancer.
And I found out about biomarker testing, and I'm like, why not? Let's try it.
I'm Dr. Jorge Gomez, thoracic medical oncologist at the Mount Sinai Hospital. Comprehensive biomarker testing is looking for either substances in the blood or mutations in some of the genes of the cancer cells that can help us identify special types of lung cancer that can be treated with what we call targeted therapies.
Letting my children know brought all of us a sense of hope. To give them hope that mom is gonna be around to see you grow up. And I promised them that.
Ask your doctor about how comprehensive biomarker testing before treatment may help you and your doctor decide on the best treatment for you. Visit noonemissed.org for more.
A public service message from Longevity Foundation.
There are a ton of social networking websites, but one stands apart for a very special reason. This one saves lives. It's MatchingDonors.com. MatchingDonors.com links organ donors with people in need of kidney and other transplants. In the U.S., 22 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. If you've ever considered becoming a living organ donor, or if you're someone in need of an organ transplant, visit MatchingDonors.com, home of the greatest gift of all, the gift of life. MatchingDonors.com.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news talk and sports is on 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
That he has reached a deal with Republican Speaker of the Assembly, Robin Voss, on the future and the funding for the University of Wisconsin system. The big headlines that UW has agreed, the system has agreed to, in Jay Rothman's words, reimagine, quote unquote, reimagine 43 diversity, equity, and inclusion jobs and put a cap on overall administrative hiring for 3 years. 3 years, a hiring freeze on administration positions, and also take out any mention in their advertisement for other positions, anything about hiring minorities or women or anything else. And one of the best parts about this, I shouldn't say best in terms of like good, but most interesting, is that Robin Voss got $78.5 million. $78.5 million to renovate two buildings on the Whitewater campus, where he is one of, if not the largest owner of student housing in the Whitewater area. A little bit of a pork project there, wouldn't you say, for Robin Voss? We're going to get to your calls in a moment, so don't go anywhere. I appreciate you holding, but I want to get this all out there. Then we're going to take your calls for the rest of the hour. We played before the break Jay Rothman talking about the concessions that he made to Robin Voss. Here is Jay Rothman talking about the wins for UW.
As part of the agreement, the legislature would act on the following. Approval of the pay plan no later than December 31, 2023 for all UW employees. Approval of the $32 million workforce proposal to add additional capacity in four high demand fields, including engineering, nursing and healthcare, business and finance, and computer and data science. Three, approve a new engineering building for Madison. Four, provide up to $45.4 million in funding to allow us to demolish some facilities that are no longer needed or are no longer habitable across the university system. Five, approve utility projects as set forth in our original budget request. Six, approve the Winther Heidi Hall renovation at Whitewater, which was a project specifically that the speaker wanted to have added to the list for enumeration. Seven, approve the renovation of three dorms at UW-Madison, which are in need of that renovation. And then finally, approve the Assembly Bill out, the Assembly Bill 140 that relates to the allocation of funds for under the reciprocity agreement where Minnesota students are coming into Wisconsin. And it would really provide that the tuition dollars that are earned by our universities actually go back to those universities.
Did you hear Jay Rothman say it? In his own words, he specifically said, and of course he left out the number, right? I didn't realize the number until the great reporting from WisPolitics. $78.5 million that Speaker Voss wanted specifically for Whitewater. Jay Rothman confirming that in his own words.
I really think that was what clinched the deal.
Right. Of course it was.
My speculation, I'm not a politician or anything, of course, but just there's no way that the popcorn slumlord would agree unless he got personally a little raise every year for owning another source of income.
Right. No, it's Jack O'Neill, my former professor at Platteville, like to say it all comes down to the dollar sign. It all comes down to that. Your phone calls are next, but here one more cut and then your phone calls. So stay on the lines. Here is Jay Rothman talking about these diversity, equity, and inclusion programs being reimagined.
We have agreed to restructure approximately 43 DE&I positions, while also not increasing the aggregate number of jobs in DEI for 3 years across all of our universities. What is important to note in this is no one is losing their job. Rather, those positions are being reimagined. into an area where they are focused predominantly on student success. As we have made clear publicly throughout this process, our commitment to DE&I remains. Diversity and inclusion are core values of our universities. But we are also open to changing how some of those positions can more directly benefit student retention and graduation. And as I mentioned, as part of the agreement, we would be realigning one-third of the current positions, which is approximately 43 positions to be realigned over the course of two academic years from DEI service roles into roles focused more broadly on student success. We also agreed to predominantly an overall freeze on administrative positions. We are well underway as we speak today about actively addressing structural deficits at a number of our universities while still preserving faculty positions that are essential to the educational experience. So we are making those reductions already, but this would simply put a cap on our administrative positions moving forward. Guaranteeing admission to our Wisconsin top high school students at our universities is not something we object to either, so long as it is done correctly.
Jim Rothman, president of the UW System, announcing this restructuring deal that he struck with Republican Robin Voss, the Speaker of the Assembly, saying that 43 diversity, equity, and inclusion positions are being reimagined, quote unquote, and that they would find other ways to bring about student success, as if DEI isn't helping with student success.
That is the entire purpose. And as I have said many times and will continue to say, I and other people in Gen Z at colleges, the only thing that we see for people protesting DEI is that they are not doing enough for students. Not that, oh, you're brainwashing all of us. It's that, oh, these marginalized people need more support.
Yeah. And that's a great Gen Z perspective, and I appreciate it, Mr. Zommers. What do you think about this so-called deal that's been struck by Jay Rothman at System, UW System, and Robin Voss, the Speaker of the Assembly? 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. You could also text us on the Civic Media app. Download it on your Android or Apple device. Let's go to Jack in Merrimack. Jack, thank you for being extraordinarily patient. Didn't mean to keep you waiting so long, but I wanted to get all of that out there for people to hear. Jack, the microphone is yours. What say you?
Thank you. First of all, I'm not sure what I missed, but there was a period of time when I couldn't hear what you were saying. So hopefully I'm not repeating a lot of this.
No, go ahead.
First thing that I want to say is the Republican legislature, run legislature that we've got, we can't give more money to this. We can't give more money to that. They ought to rename themselves the Republicans.
I like that.
Second thing I want to say is, gee, there's no money for the UW system, but there was an amazing $3,000 per student extra put into the budget for private school private school vouchers.
Yeah.
As part of that huge gift to schools, they also gave a huge gift to public schools of about a tenth that much. Of course, that's if the public schools can pass a referendum that will allow the people to tax themselves in that district more for that amount. These guys, they've been in power so long and have had no consequences at the voting booth. And they just think they can push and shove and do anything that they want, and there will be no consequences. And that's the real problem we've got here. They're so arrogant about this, and in addition, they just love to incite their base. So, oh, we're going to do away with diversity, equity, and inclusion because those African Americans, those immigrants, they're coming to take your place in the university. What a bunch of baloney. Those are programs that were designed to help people that actually can't afford to go to the university system because they've already cut so much money from the university system.
And Jack, I agree with you, Jack, and nothing wrong with helping, you know, ethnical minorities, but it also diversity, equity, inclusion also helps veterans who put on the uniform and are going back to school. It helps single moms and dads going back to school trying to better themselves. Diversity, equity, inclusion is not just about ethnicity. It's about all sorts of folks who might need a little extra help feeling more comfortable on a UW campus.
But you got to remember that those poor people that can't afford to go to school, that's their own fault.
Right. And that's where Jay Rothman said earlier a couple of weeks ago, where he specifically told chancellors, cut programs, particularly those serving low-income students.
Yep. That's my point. And pardon my sarcasm there.
No, I get it.
You know, there are so many people in particularly in this economy that are living paycheck to paycheck, and some of them by taking on 2-3 jobs because their minimum wage jobs. Wisconsin hasn't seen fit to raise the minimum wage, so it's 7 1/4 an hour unless you're a server, and then it's 2.5 an hour roughly. Mm-hmm. And any tips you might be lucky enough to give, and the places that you work as a server are supposed to make up any difference. Well, I wonder, that's a very interesting calculation, I'll bet,
yeah,
to try to figure that out.
Right.
But you know, these are people who are just trying to, as you point out, trying to better themselves by going and getting an education. The problem that, and this is the end of my rant, but the problem that I think Republicans see with this is that getting a good education, and as you point out, a liberal education that will allow you to do a bunch of different jobs well, also usually involves critical thinking skills and getting those. And that means that people with those skills are going to be able to look at, for instance, political candidates and say, what? This is ridiculous what this guy is saying. So, I think that's where all of this is really leading to, which is Trump's quote from, I think, 2016 in one of his Arizona rallies. He said something like, I love the poorly educated. Yeah. Well, that's the reason.
Right. No, so, I agree. I've been saying this for a while. Go ahead, Jack. Sorry.
That's the end of my rant for today.
Right. They're great points.
As an educator with 40 plus years of experience, I'm retired now, mm-hmm, but I've just seen this, you know, going for all roughly since Ronald Reagan took office.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just gotten worse and worse.
Jack, always appreciate your comments. Thank you so much, my friend. Jack in Merrimack. If you'd like to weigh in, we welcome your calls. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. What do you think of this agreement, so-called agreement between Jay Rothman, president of the UW system, and Republican Speaker Robin Voss? We're taking your calls probably after the break here in just a minute coming up on that. We're also going to be having the audio from the great questions by reporters from the Associated Press, from CBS 58 in Milwaukee, from the Cap Times as well, Wisconsin Public Radio, and I believe the Daily Cardinal as well. All some really, really great points. More on the other side. Don't go anywhere, as Matt Flynn says. We see you on the lines. Your phone calls are next. This is a special edition of the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Is Mad Radio 92.
It'd be great if life came with a remote control. You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind, like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Or that time you forgot to roll up your windows in the car wash.
fantastic.
Yeah, a remote control would have come in handy then. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome. But prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes like managing your weight, getting active, stopping smoking, and eating healthier, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. It's easy to learn your risk. Take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Life doesn't come with a remote control. Yikes! So you're on your own with the WASPs. You have the power to take control of prediabetes. Visit doihaveprediabetes.org today. That's doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Keep up on the day's news, talk, and sports on Wisconsin's home for locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Wherever it may lead, and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Tunnel Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network, a newsy Friday, as it were. We are covering this breaking news. University of Wisconsin System President Jay Rothman announcing he has reached a deal with the Speaker of the Assembly, Republican Robin Voss, and presumably the rest of the legislative Republicans, and Governor Evers, that Robin Voss will, in fact, release the pay raises to UW System employees as long as Jay Rothman genuflects and kisses Robin Voss's political ring. That may be a bit of an exaggeration, but essentially legislatively genuflect because of what Rothman had to give up here. By the way, Robin Voss gets a wonderful pork project for his area of the state. $78.5 million to renovate two buildings on the Whitewater campus. I wonder how that plays in Richland County, Washington County, the Fox Valley, where they closed two-year campuses, three of them so far. My guess is more to come because they just can't afford it. As Howard Markline, chairman of the Joint Finance Committee, Republican, said, there's no money. There's no money to save these 2 years.
And notably, at the time he said that, our state was running with about a $6.5-7 billion deficit.
A surplus.
Yes.
And according to the records now, the state has about a $4 billion surplus. So no money to save the two-year campuses for, you know, those low-income students that need it. But $78.5 million available to give a pork project to Robin Voss. Off the Facebook line, Bev in Richland County says, quote, this isn't negotiating with a terrorist. This is colluding with a terrorist. Rothman has proven that he does not have the UW system and the future of Wisconsin's youth at heart, unquote. I agree with that, Bev. Great comment. And she is someone who has followed this a long time as well. Let's go to your phone calls, 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. We'll also be getting to your text messages off the text line as well. But first, Ken in Stoughton. Ken, thanks for holding. What say you?
Hello, everyone. I've been waiting on this. I know you talked about the Richland campus before. I am a member of the inaugural class of UW-Richland back when it was Wisconsin State University Prattville Richland Branch Campus, 1967, when it first opened, is when I was part of the first class that went there. And I would say that I would be the stereotypical student that they were looking for. I grew up in Chalk County on a farm in a house that did not have indoor plumbing. You know, basically took the bus to school, took the bus home. There was no way that I was going to go to a college. Possibly Whitewater if I could drive, or possibly Prattville if I could drive. But the ability to go to a two-year campus at Richland Center was the only way that I could afford to go to school. And there was, and then the expectation would have been to transfer to Prattville or transfer to Whitewater. I ended up transferring to UW-Madison and graduated there 2 years later. But there's, and then, you know, most of my high school friends were the same boat. I mean, they might not have all been from farms, but
sure.
Rural Sauk County, smart, cold kids, but not really well off enough to go and stay in a dorm or go out of state. I mean, it was the entryway for us, you know, little folks.
Right.
So I don't know if they lost track of their mission over the last 50 years. I mean, I know that, you know, the demographics have changed, but I still can't believe there's not enough students that are in the same boat that would like a 2-year leg up. I mean, yeah. We didn't expect to get a certificate. We wanted to just get our first 2 years of general studies and then go get a major. I majored in marketing. And,
sure.
Yeah, it didn't matter what the major was going to be. It just mattered that I was getting my English and my, you know, my math and whatever, you know, my general studies.
Yeah.
Anyway.
No, can I?
I was in the original class.
Really appreciate the call, Ken. Ken from Stoughton, like myself, an alum of UW-Richland. And it's life-changing for people to grow up in rural areas of the state, people who grew up in economically disadvantaged areas of the state. And the Republicans say there's no money. Jay Rothman says there's no money to help these two-year colleges. But $79.2 million was found, pardon me, $78.5 million found to help Robin Voss's area of UW-Whitewater. 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789, Sharky in Racine. Sharky, thanks for holding. What say you?
Hello. Thank you, gentlemen. I have an interesting document in my hand.
And what is
it's
that?
Regarding some, it's basically the CCAP regarding Mr. Voss and Mr. Ladwick back in 78. I shouldn't say 78, but... back in 2010, there was a class suit which resulted in Voss changing the laws on responsibilities as a landlord. But I can give you the number. I can give you the number of the case, and we could roll from there.
Got about a minute and a half left here, Sharky. So the point is that he is a big landlord and owner in Milwaukee, correct?
Absolutely. Well, in Whitewater, he owned a lot of units in Whitewater.
Yeah.
And if you go to Walworth County case number 2010CV001475, Ladwick and Voss, you can see what happened here in this case. It was a phenomenal case, and it changed the laws once they went through the whole situation, and basically Voss could pretty much have a lot of leeway with the laws.
Mm-hmm.
So, but there's a lot of defendants here that actually won the case in this situation. So if you need to call me a little bit more on this, I can give you more details. But this is out of Walworth County Court.
Yeah. Appreciate it so much, Sharky. Thank you so much, Sharky and Racine. Look, that's public information, right? Public information. And Robin Voss has an absolute personal financial stake in the Whitewater campus, because he is a large, if not the largest, landowner of private student housing in and around UW-Whitewater campus. And he ends up getting $78.5 million for renovations on that campus. And look, they might be needed. And if they are, that's fine. But my point is, what other legislator gets to help their campus? And forgive me if I'm a little salty, because Richland County, Washington County, and the Fox Valley were told there wasn't $2 or $3 million to save their campus, but somehow there's $78.5 million for Robin Voss. Back with your calls, back with more cuts, verbal or audio cuts of great reporter questions and Rothman's answers in hour two. Don't go anywhere. Todd Allball Show on Civic Media.
We're not sure what's better, a win at Locally Grown Radio, WFHR programming, is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you. Saturdays at 1, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Saturdays at 1 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Matt Piper. It's been a weekend of severe weather across the country, and it could take weeks to restore power and clean up from deadly tornadoes in Tennessee. In the Northeast,